how did you react yesterday? You know, even as an ex-player, what trade deadline time is like. But the one trade you thought, I'll never believe it. I don't even believe it when I see it or hear it. Is what happened with David yesterday with Nathan Horton. How'd you first react to it? Did you just stunning stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I was driving down to the game. I was doing something down at the Air Canada Center last night when I heard the news. And obviously, you know, it's David coming here was a big thing at the time. You know, Toronto boy coming back home to do well and play for the Leafs. You know, I think it's probably good for him as well. I think getting out of town and going somewhere where he can, make his mark again and do the things that made him successful that he had in Jersey, I think it's a good thing for him.
You might not have an answer for this, but why did it go so south? Like this market. So you come from small town Alberta. Like your high school class is you, three other kids, a goat and eight chickens. And you come to Toronto and you own it. You own the city. You own the spotlight. You own the pressure. And a guy like David Clarkson, who shares similar traits to you in some respect, it's a nightmare. Why?
I don't know. I think being from here and having that pressure of family and such is very difficult. See, I didn't have that. I had the fact I was coming in here and I was just going to do a job. And the team was looking for something at that time that I could provide. And for whatever reason, the fans loved my style of hockey and my game. And, you know, back then it was a lot easier to play that way. It's a little bit more difficult now. And obviously the 10-game suspension got him off on the wrong foot. And it just didn't seem to get it back after that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm hopeful for him to go somewhere where he can provide something to a team and give him an opportunity to revive what I know he can be.
Darcy Tucker, our guest. This team's 1-2 straight. We've debated a few times. Can they get on a little bit of a roll here? Can the fans embrace this? There have been two really entertaining games and home wins in a row with Winnipeg and Philadelphia. They haven't won a road game in forever. Can they just sort of say, it's us against the world, and can they play that kind of hockey the next four road games, let's say, starting in Montreal Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes when the pressure's off, it's a lot easier. I think, you know, once the deadline passes and the pressure's a little bit away from the guys, it makes it a little bit easier. But be careful for what you wish for. At this particular point, you don't know what you want. You want the higher draft pick. You want the team to start playing better. It's a hard situation to be in for both the fans and the organization. But the players are doing what they can on the ice to be successful. They're all playing for something, and whether that's, a new contract or even a job next year on the hockey club. So we'll have to wait and see what the last bit of the season brings here. But obviously, it's been a little bit better down at the Air Canada Center because I've been down there the last couple of games, and the fans have been into it for sure.